Today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Now, recent figures from the World Health Organization show that Ireland is among the most obese nations in Europe, ranking 9th out of 53 countries for obesity. More than 1 in 4 adults are now considered to be obese. And it might come as no surprise then, a study by the British charity Nesta found that people drastically underestimate the number of calories in their snacks. So how can we make our obsession with snacking healthier? Dietitian Louise Reynolds joins me in the studio now with some advice. Not much good news in what I just said there.
No, it is. It was very disappointing. But I suppose, you know, we've been aware for a long time that we do need to make changes to not only eating habits or snacking habits, but also our whole environment, you know, this obesogenic environment, which really means, you know, obesity causing. And it's the fact that we, you know, are surrounded by kind of unhealthier choices when it comes to food. Some people don't have access, you know, they live in almost like a food desert, can't get access to fresh fruit and vegetables.
And we see food all of the time.
All the time, exactly.
Which is different to the people in the 70s and 80s.
Absolutely. And I mean, the idea of snacking, you know, it can be really useful for young children who have small stomachs to kind of eat little and often, or maybe for an elderly person, if they don't have a really big appetite, they can eat small, nutritious meals throughout the day. However, for a lot of us, you know, it has become something that you just do, whether or not you're hungry.
Something that we didn't used to do.
No, we didn't. It was definitely 3 meals a day. And in fact, you used to have that feeling of being quite hungry for your dinner, whereas now people almost don't like to feel hungry. So they're kind of grazing during the day. You know, children might be kind of feeling really hungry. And if dinner's in half an hour, just wait for dinner, you know, whereas that's what we probably were all told growing up, you know, your dinner's in half an hour. Whereas now there's lots of this kind of snacking during the day. And certainly even when you think of things like walking down the street with coffee cups and muffins, you know, that is very new. That's not something that, you know, certainly
eating outside, in public, as your mother might say.
And listen, it's great to be able to sit outdoors and enjoy a meal. But if it's going from breakfast to mid-morning snack to lunch, and it's well, as you pointed out, a lot of people underestimate the calories in their snacks. So as a result, you could be really over consuming, and on a continuous basis, that could lead you down the road to having an issue with your weight.
You see, the processed snacks, particularly when it comes to children, and if you're doing packed lunch, they're really, really handy.
Yes.
They're quick and they're easy to shove
in.
To
kind of pop in. Yeah. But it's just, you know, they're something that we're better off relying on whole foods, natural sources of something like protein, for example, going for more nutritious snacks. If you look at each snack you're having, and if it's somebody's birthday and you're having birthday cake and a cup of coffee, 100% enjoy it. That's absolutely what food is about. It's enjoyment. However, if you're having a snack during the day, try and have a think and say, am I getting some nutrition from this? You know, if it's just a chocolate bar or biscuits and a cup of tea, there's no nutrition there. Mm-hmm. Whereas if you said, okay, I'm kind of hungry, I'm going to have a snack. If you had a carton of yogurt with some chopped fruit, you know, you're getting the calcium there, you're getting iodine, you're getting B vitamins, you're getting the fiber from the fruit. That is a really nutritious snack. If you have
the
a couple
right
of
yogurts, we did that, didn't we? We covered the sugary yogurts.
The sugary
you
yogurts,
exactly,
exactly.
I said I'd never move on from them, but I did.
You've been converted.
I've been converted.
So again, like a natural yogurt with, you know, a sliced banana. And this goes right throughout the family. You know, that can be a snack for babies when they start weaning, right through to, you know, adults can chop up 2 pieces of fruit, you know, put some natural yogurt on it. That's really nutritious. Also, it takes you a little bit of time to eat it. So you're chewing, you're swallowing, your body is getting the signals back to your brain, oh yeah, I'm full now. Rather than if you eat some of the processed foods that we snack on tend to be very high in calories, and very low in nutrition and low in fibre.
So we've got to plan. We've got to have those things ready to go. You know, if you are going to snack, you need to have the right things in the house.
In the house, exactly. So prepare, you know, what do they say? Fail to prepare, prepare to fail. Yep. So, you know, if it comes to kind of a snack time and you realise, well, you don't really have anything in the fridge that you can snack on. But things like, I think I've mentioned this one before, an apple with peanut butter is a really nice combination. If you keep an apple in the fridge and slice it almost like a cracker, you know, a kind of a circle of apple, a little bit of peanut butter on the top of that. That's really
delicious
and very, very full of nutrition. You know, you've got the piece of fruit, and again, we are talking about needing 5 or 7 pieces of fruit a day. So that's why fruit or vegetables. So that's why fruit and vegetables are a great snack food. So things like hummus, you know, which people might make themselves, or you can get really good hummus now available in the supermarket. So add that to your shopping trolley. And again, that can be a snack with carrot sticks, celery sticks, or small crackers. And that can be a good snack. And the hummus is a good source of protein as well.
Yes, because so, if you're talking about children, it's really difficult to get through the day without them demanding snacks at some point.
Yeah.
And particularly when they're growing and they're just hungry.
Hungry all the time. I know. And if anybody listening has teenage boys, they get hungrier and hungrier and grow even faster. So it is a matter of having those kind of foods ready. Even in lunchboxes, you know, having little small containers that you can put some hummus into and then put carrot sticks into the lunchbox, or if they like celery sticks or little bread sticks, you know, they can be kind of a handy one that you can keep going. Similarly, cream cheese is a good one that you can pop in a lunchbox, and you just can put it into a little small plastic container, just a teaspoon of it, and they can dip into that. So it just makes it something a little bit different.
But if you have growing teenagers, they're going to want something probably a bit more substantial than that for snacking on.
Yeah, so absolutely.
Where do you move to? What's the next level?
Well, there are different, you know, so snacking can be something like, for a 5-year-old, is going to be very different than a 15-year-old maybe who's playing a lot of sport. So more nutritious snacks, you know, things like wholemeal bread with a banana. You know, so bananas are great. They do fill you up. They're high in fiber. So something like, you know, a snack food could be wholemeal bread and a banana, or even beans on toast. It's more like a meal for somebody who is, you know, that could be a meal or tea time for a smaller child. But if somebody comes in from school, a teenage boy comes in from school, breakfast cereals are another good one, you know, the high fiber cereal. And a lot of teenage boys and girls would tend to snack on those. And again, you're getting the milk on that. There's protein in there as well. Protein bars are something that come up a lot. And I think just be a little bit wary of those because,
high sugar content.
Yes. And they really vary. They're not all created equally when you come to protein bars. And in fact, Safe Food did a report on this just, I think it was in 2019. And almost 40% of them, so about 38 or 40% of them, had chocolate listed as one of the main ingredients. And again, about 75% of them were high in saturated fat.
Yeah, I had a look, so, actually. I was in the supermarket and I was really hungry, which is a mistake. But I was looking at the protein bars and I checked the label and the fat and the sugar content. I went the whole way across all the different brands. I just walked away.
And
it's way too much. You're kind of wasting your allocation for the day, really.
Yeah, you will be better off. That's why, again, now, I suppose, you know, there are times when you
deride
can't
them, because if you want something sweet, maybe they are the go-to.
Yeah, and they do have extra protein in them, and they can be useful for people. However, they're not necessary because most of us tend to get enough protein anyway.
Yeah, just
so
be
just
careful.
Check, yeah. Exactly, because they're quite expensive too. The average price, I think, of them is about $2.50. Yeah, so they're quite expensive.
What about eggs? We like eggs too, don't we?
Yeah, eggs are really good food. And again, if you have hard-boiled eggs ready to go, you know, as opposed to when you are hungry thinking, oh, I'll have a hard-boiled egg. But if you have them ready to go, you know, do a batch of them and have them in the fridge, and then they can be something that somebody can have with a slice of wholemeal bread or with, you know, crackers or whatever you enjoy those with. Also things like cheese is another good one, with grapes, fruit or any kind of fruit and cheese, homemade vegetable soup. Or again, you can buy lots of really good soups now as well. Some of them tend to be, you know, the packet soups and the tinned soups tend to be saltier, but the more kind of fresher soups tend to be, you know, lower in salt and also have more kind of vegetables in them. But if you have time to make your own, you know, it's a really easy thing to do, to use up vegetables in the end of the fridge. But I know that's kind of a bit of planning involved as well there. That's not something you can just do straight away.
There's an ad campaign recently where a mother is trying to make the right decisions around food, and a lot of this can come down to that when you get the teddy bear eyes. I'm so hungry.
Yes,
and
exactly.
You know,
and it's a really good ad campaign. I think it's with Safe Food. It is,
but they're looking for something sweet a lot of the time, aren't they?
You know, yeah, but I mean, really, you know, fruit is really sweet. And again, you know, blueberries, strawberries, and really, what, you know, if somebody is listening and they have young babies at home, you know, we're so careful around kind of weaning foods and we spend so much time kind of thinking about it. So just to try and keep those habits going, you know, there are lots of weaning sort of snack foods now that certainly weren't around when my eldest child was a baby, you know, and handing a baby a packet, a shiny pack of something. Really, that's not necessary. You know, stick to the natural foods as snacks. And if you can start that off, then you can keep that going. It's easier to keep it going. It's quite difficult to make, you know, change habits. We know that ourselves as adults, it's quite difficult to change habits, and it can be difficult with children. But just to be aware, is this snack only because it tells me it's 11 o'clock and I'm just, you know, am I really hungry? If children come and say to you they're hungry, say to them, oh yeah, you can have an apple. And if they're really hungry, they'll eat the apple, you know. But if it's just that they're looking for something sweeter, they can wait, have their dinner and then have something sweet as part of the meal. And again, we've spoken before about kind of having meals on the table, lots of different foods available and children kind of learning to help themselves, which is a really good way for the child to tune into their own sort of appetite center. Mm-hmm. And think, am I hungry? They won't eat everything. You know, they might have their own favourites. And that's fine too, because we all have our own favourite foods. But if you provide a range of colour, a range of vegetables, even fruit, you can include that with the main meal. It doesn't really matter. You know, if they have
it's
some...
It's all going down the one way.
It's all going down the... Exactly. It's all going down the one way. And it's all increasing the amount of fruit and vegetable and nutritious foods in the diet.
How do you feel about nuts and snacking?
Yeah, nuts are a great snack food as well. Now, a lot of them are very salted, so try and choose the ones, you know, that are unsalted, because particularly for children, there's a lot of salt in them and we all need to keep an eye on the amount of salt in our diet. But fruit, nuts are a great snack, and often with fruit, kind of a fruit and nut mix.
Your portion size is about a fistful, is it?
It's quite small. Now, again, that's if you're kind of watching, you know, you're watching your weight, if you don't want to kind of overdo it. And we did talk about people being kind of surprised at the amount of calories in a snack food. But by having, you know, a portion of nuts and raisin mix, that's full of nutrition. There's protein in there, there's fiber, there's lots of vitamins and minerals. If you have the same amount of calories in a chocolate bar, it's not equal.
Yes.
You know, so I mean, you're getting nutrition by including the nuts in your diet. And I think, you know, if teenagers like kind of mixed nuts, that's a really good snack as well, really high in protein. Yeah, so the nut butters or the nuts are a good food to include, okay, as
better,
well.
Better than what they could be having, for sure.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Louise, thank you so much as always. Louise Reynolds, dietitian with the Irish Nutrition and Dietetic Institute. We'll take a break.
Today with Clare Byrne. Listen back on the RTE Radio Player app.